It had to start somewhere, the kickback against the use of iPads in our secondary schools. And it started at a County Meath secondary school, Rathaut College, where parents of pupils which have, of course, in the school replaced textbooks with iPads, are refusing to buy devices for their children. And with good reason, because they say they're spending too much time on the screens doing things other than schoolwork. Nicola Kearns is one of those. You have a child in third year, I believe, in the school.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Well, Nicola.
Hi, Matt. Yes, I have. My eldest child is in third year. I have another son who's going into third year next year. He's just finished second year. And my third child is going to be starting in August in Rathaut College.
So you have that personal interest. You also have a professional interest as a former Department of Education inspector. So tell us, what do you think these iPads are really being used for?
Okay, well, Matt, first and foremost, I'm speaking as a parent.
Yes.
And I am living through this experience. So people can quote strategies and policies all they want, but I am living with it in my home, as are a lot of other parents in Rathaut. We have a school which operates an extreme iPad-only policy. That policy has no textbooks. There are no e-books available on the iPad. And that is the primary learning tool in the classroom. A lot of parents have concerns about that, and rightly so. It is a policy that's been in place in Rathaut College since 2014. That means it's there for 5 years without any analysis, review, and the school has done no navel-gazing whatsoever as to how this is affecting our children.
What way do you think is it affecting them?
Well, we live it every single day. There is absolutely no data to say that being on an iPad only, replacing your digital or your printed text, is of any benefit to their academic performance. In fact, quite the contrary. Where is the data? 5 years down the road, Rathaut College must have a wealth of data that says that our students that are now learning with iPad only, they must be, are they not the, you know, exceeding the academic standards of their book-based counterparts? I've asked the question, I haven't got a response. Our school does not have a digital learning plan, which is required by the Department of Education. It took until well into this 2019 year to act on a circular that was sent out to schools to order them to consult with parents in relation to their technology policy. I've been listening to spokespeople from the school all day long, quoting the fact that the survey that has just concluded in the school was the first phase of a consultation. That survey was a monkey survey that was launched. It was the only phase of the consultation, and in my understanding of things, surveys do not constitute consultation. And it's only because parents were relentless, and I mean relentless, in trying to get their voices heard, that the Board of Management were put under pressure to kick the can down the road and to say, we'll go back to the drawing board now and we'll review this again in September or in August. Well, you know what? That's not good enough. You've had 5 years. This has been rolled out for the last 5 years with our children as guinea pigs, without any data to prove how well they are doing. It's enough is enough. These are our children. There are significant studies out there which are posing all kinds of flags, and alarm bells are ringing to say that students are spending too much time on screens. The blue light is affecting them. Their vision is affected. They are not engaging with the learning in the same meaningful way. We are not against iPads, but we want them rolled out in an effective way which is reflective of best practice, and that is not happening in Rathaut College. And furthermore, I would like to call on the Department of Education, whose strategy this is, that they should take ownership, collect data of schools all around the country, find out how they're interpreting the digital strategy and the digital learning framework, and go in there and evaluate what exactly is the impact on the quality of teaching and learning and the quality of students' performance in our classrooms, because they are taking a major risk with our children's health, with our children's safety, and we are their parents.
Okay, I want to bring in Nick Killian, who is a member of the Rathaut College Board of Management. Nick, why is it that schools have become so obsessed with requiring children to buy these expensive pieces of equipment rather than just getting on with using the traditional books?
Well, a decision was made back in 2012 by the Board of Management to go down the technology route, and that follows on from the digital learning framework that was developed through the department. So we were one of the actual pilot schools at that particular time that got involved in that. And in 2012, like, we consulted parents as back as fourth class in local schools. So there has been consultation with parents. Now, the situation in relation to a circular that was issued last year by the department, circular 38-2018, was instructing schools to go out and carry out surveys. And we've been doing that. The initial survey was done. The parents came to the Board of Management, and we have been listening to the parents, whether Nicola thinks that's... Well, Nicola, you know, that's your view. We have been listening to the parents. In relation to this,
the question.
You know, can I finish the question,
no, sorry, one second, Nicola, let's just finish the point, Nick. Nicola, let Nick finish the point. Nick, please finish it.
Yes, thank you very much, Matt. The situation at the present time is parents...
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Made a very, very good presentation, including Nicola, to the Board of Management. And what we were basically being asked to do was to stop the purchase of iPads for next September. That cannot happen at this particular point in time. It's not physically possible for us to do it. If, for example, the whole school book system, and I'm not a teacher, so therefore Nicola would have more experience in this area, you just cannot overnight go back to the books. The books are simply not available as people might think that they
are.
Yes,
they are. Hang on a second. They're available to all the schools that don't use iPads.
Yes, but in this case, you have teacher plans, you have all of the procurement process that have to take place. We've been asked to purchase iPads and have them in the school. That would cost Repose College €250,000, which it doesn't have. Now, I'm a member also of the LMETB, and I have talked to other principals. Some principals have books in their schools, some have iPads, and it's not a uniform situation.
All right, Nicola, come back on that now.
Listen, it is utterly ridiculous. I'm holding a statement from the school in front of me today that was issued. It reads like the utopia of modern education, how to marry traditional teaching with, 21st century modern technology. You know, it's fantastic on paper. It's utterly not true in reality. Do you think that there would be people gathering to protest against something if we had this ideal scenario rolled out in our school? If Retope College is delivering such excellence in education, why are their parents up in arms? I mean, here's a sentence that comes in the statement today, and I really would, I find this amazing. Let's read it out. 21st century skills such as communication, collaboration, creativity, critical thinking and problem solving cannot be taught from a textbook. So, they can be taught from a digital screen. Best practice says, and the OECD have come out in this, the Stavanger Declaration have come out in this, basically, you have your traditional teacher-led instruction, and you bring technology in selectively and appropriately into the classroom for specific learning tasks. In our school, the iPad is the only show in town. We have to rely on individual teachers to have the same quantity, quality, and depth of information available to our students as is available to their book-based counterparts in other schools. And there are other schools that use the iPad. They do not in any way, shape or form reflect the extreme and dogged policy that is happening in Retope College, unchecked and unregulated since 2014.
Nick, respond to that. No, Nicola, I have to give Nick the chance, and I have another guest to bring in.
Of parents.
Nick.
Thank you, Matt. We have also at our board meeting where we made the decision that we made, we have also decided, and it will be a new board, an incoming board in August, who will have to do this job, to appoint an independent review of what has taken place. It will be chaired by an independent chairperson, with an initial outcome of that, an interim outcome by October, and a full decision, which will then go to the full LMETB, and that will then become the policy of Retope College.
Okay.
So there is now. I know this does not going. This is not going to satisfy a group of parents. And the opposite to what Nicola is saying is, I have actually had three parents on to me today, extremely upset at the fact that they have themselves have had purchased and they're in full support. So there's opposite views even within the parents.
I want to bring some comments from listeners. All iPads in education can be locked down and managed centrally by the school. Kian says, easy to use iPads, screen time function to ensure only school related items can be used on the iPads. Smacks of old people afraid of new tech. Kian, come on. The students know well how to get around all of those things. That's why you can have an iPad that's supposed to be exclusively used for schoolwork, which could have been used to watch the every episode of Game of Thrones on four separate occasions. Can I go to our other guest, Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist? What do you think of the use of these iPads as an alternative to books by secondary school students?
I can understand why it was brought in, and certainly I think it's quite interesting that the consultation and the process began in 2012 and 2014, because back then we weren't quite ravaged by social media the way teenagers are now ravaged. In those 5-7 years, there's been serious uptake on social media. And I do know, I give a lot of talks in schools, and we talk about screen time, we talk about children not getting enough sleep, we talk about the weird things that happen on social media to teenagers late at night, and the nudes, and it is fairly dark what happens. And every single time I go to a school that is completely tech-based, the parents invariably put their hands up to say, we can't monitor it. They say they're on their homework, they say they're doing their homework, but they're not doing their homework, they're on Snapchat. And you're right, they do manage to get away. I feel for these parents because it does sound dogged. It does sound, I'm as pro-technology as you can be because I love it. But I don't think this is parents with pitchforks looking to get back to kind of the slate and the chalk. I honestly think there's two big issues for teenagers when they're learning with tech. One is being able to manage, the parents being able to manage the fact that they are, a lot of them are very addicted to either gaming or social media. And the second issue is learning is, we haven't quite got the depth of learning when you're learning on tech the way you're learning with books. And they don't, as Nicola Kearns articulated, they don't quite have the data on that, but we know it, we live it. You know the way you scroll through, you read faster, you read quicker, you tap away and you move from one thing to another thing to another thing. It's very quick and it's very light learning. And there's a depth of learning that you can get when you actually have a pen and paper in your hand. I don't know the solution, but I do know that all the research points to blended, that you do both.
I'm going to leave it there. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist, Nick Killian from the Rathaw College Board of Management, and Nicola Kearns, concerned parent. Thank you all for being with us. One listener says maybe the kids with the iPads have a better posture from not dragging heavy books with them.